7. Kerith had proved skilled with more than simple shoemaking. When he had brought Detlef the samples of his other work, he had been promoted to head of the wardrobe department in what was now being called the von Königswald Players' Theatre. He had seamstresses and tanners working under him and was coming up with impressive designs for the special costumes. His leather suits of armour looked like iron, but weighed a fraction of what they ought to. The battle extras loved wearing them. And, on his own time, he came up with 5 separate leatherwork masks for Drachenfels. Detlef realised he was lucky to have found the little cobbler in the keep. Otherwise, he would have fainted under the weight of his costume halfway through the first act. At the last estimate, 25% of the actresses who had been up for the role of Erzbet had fallen in love with Kerith. And, after those months in Munzen Keep, he had been only too happy to oblige them. Detlef felt the barest touch of envy, but ignored it. There was so much to do.